deep within each of us lives the desire to bring our greatest talents and gifts to the world. We all long to live a life of meaning and purpose. To do this, we must develop the courage and confidence to step into the light. Hi, I'm Cheryl Richardson, and I'll show you how to do just that by challenging you to stand up for your life.
Cheryl Richardson, America's most sought-after life coach, is a New York Times best-selling author and lecturer, a master certified coach, and first president of the International Coach Federation. Cheryl has transformed the lives of millions of people around the world.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God, it's great to be in historic Mechanics Hall, surrounded by such amazing beauty. I mean, is this not a beautiful place or what? It's gorgeous here. And surrounded by great people as well. I'm really excited about the program. Over the next hour, I'm going to give you the practical tools you need to live a life that honors your values and your most treasured priorities. I'm going to show you how to lead your life so that you care more about what you think than what other people think. And I'm also going to remind you that you have the power to change your life one choice at a time. So before we get started, I want you to know we're going to be working during this program, so you're going to need paper and pen. Those of you here have journals on the table, so you'll want to open them up. And those of you at home, you're going to want to make sure that you have a paper and pen as well. So I'd like to start by just giving you a little bit of background. About 18 years or so ago, my mom and dad started a business in our home. My father was a tax consultant, and when I was 19 years old, I joined his company, and I began preparing tax returns. Now, this was back in the day. Remember when people did your taxes instead of computers? Do you remember those days? Where you actually got to see your accountant's face and talk to them for a while? Well, during that time, I would meet with clients to discuss the financial concerns they had about their lives, as well as tax planning issues. And, you know, I had an opportunity to talk about the intimate details of people's lives, like how much money they made, how in debt they were, what their medical history was like for the year. And it was during this time that clients would begin to talk about life issues as well. You know, how do I plan for my retirement? Or how do my wife and I plan for our first child or buying our first home? And I can remember from a very, very early time in that business that it was those types of questions that I loved talking to people about. And when I look back, what I realize now is that I learned such an important lesson about what it takes to change our lives. We first have to be able to tell the truth to someone we trust. So I continued working with my mom and my dad, and in December of 1984, our family had a tragedy. Our business burned to the ground. And while it was a horrific event for all of us, it was a time for me to ask myself some really important questions, like, was I happy with the life that I was living? Was I honoring the priorities that were important to me? Did I feel satisfied with the work that I was doing? And the truth was, the answer was no. I was working long hours, I was making really good money, and I was doing something that most of us do, and that is, I was working in a field that I was very skilled at. I was really good with math, but I wasn't doing what I loved. And you know, we all deserve to do what we love. And so, after a couple of years of really reconsidering and talking with my mom and my dad and looking at what I might want to do, you know, at that time, there wasn't a profession for life planning. There was no name for it. And after a couple of years of really looking at how I could go about doing that, I remember the first thing I called myself was a business counselor. And I said I wanted to help people grow themselves professionally and personally.